Come and ask your questions. Share your concerns. Experiencing Life on 657 AM.
It really never goes old. It's Cece Winans and Mercy Said No. One of those songs that takes me back to my childhood. I remember very well. I was still in primary school when we used to do spiritual dancing to this particular song. Minister Morse with Come Let Us Sing before it came through. It is, of course, 14 minutes after 12, running a little late this afternoon, but it's better late than never. And I'm starting off this afternoon with Malebo, who is from the Road Accident Fund. And I'm really, really excited to be starting it off with ladies. Malebo Malefe, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good afternoon, ma'am, and thank you. Afternoon to the listener.
And I must say, this today's one is really important. I'll tell you why, Malebo. Just yesterday, actually, or 2 days ago, I was telling a colleague how I got into an accident a couple of years ago, and somebody said to me, no, you've got to claim. And I was like, oh, I'm really not up for the process. And it wasn't bad, according to my observation. And a day later, I spot a Facebook post, and a lawyer is actually telling a story of how somebody approached him, and only to realize he was literally like a month late on the claim. So you should have claimed like 3 years ago, and now it's too late. So I think it's really important for the public to be kept in the know, and I'm really grateful that organizations such as the Road Accident Fund are bringing all of this to our attention. So thank you so much, Malebo, and welcome officially. We don't want anybody missing out or making claims. You know, I wasn't sure which direction to go. I think let's start here, Malebo. If you can just explain to us what is meant by insured driver in the statement that says, in fact, let's start here. Just explain to us what you mean by insured driver.
An insured driver is normally the person who is responsible for causing the motor vehicle accident.
Oh.
So it's actually the driver of the vehicle that was involved in an accident.
That's the insured driver?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, there are several claim forms that are involved, like you said, in stages one, in stages of the RAF claims process, rather. If you can briefly talk to us about the RAF 1 form.
The RAF 1 form is actually the basis of a claim for one to lodge a claim with the Road Accident Fund. It is the actual claim form that one needs to complete in order to institute a claim with the organization. All claims from the 4th of July 2022, we have a new claim form that we are using, which has been simplified to make it easier for our claimants to complete. I'm just going to take you briefly through explaining how the claim form is structured. On the claim form, the sections for personal injury claims, that's where a person is still alive and they are claiming for the actual injuries that they sustained. One has to complete Section A and Section B of the claim form. And then in instances where there's death, the person that's claiming would have to complete Section A and C of the claim form if they're claiming for death benefits.
Oh, so what is the prescription period for RAF claims? As you heard me just saying earlier on that, hey, people just don't know when their claims are still valid or not.
Yeah, the prescription period is basically the time that one is allowed to institute a claim with the RAF. We've got two types of prescription period. For accidents where we know the identity of the driver, we normally call them where we know the identity of the driver. We have 3 years from date of accident to lodge a claim with the Road Accident Fund. And then there's cases where what we normally call hit and run accidents, where the identity of the driver, we don't have details of the driver that was driving that particular vehicle. It just often happens that, for example, when one was, the driver would be hit another car or hit a pedestrian and flee from the accidents. In such accidents, we call them hit and run accidents. We don't have any identity of that driver. The prescription period for such cases would be 2 years from the date of the accident.
Oh, so the prescription periods are different, for I guess, from each case.
Yes. For identified driver accidents, it's 3 years. For unidentified driver accidents, it's 2 years from the date of accident.
No, that's clear, definitely. So who is entitled to make claims with Road Accident Fund? And I'm asking this, I'm sure you know exactly why. Because sometimes some people say, no, I never claimed, I never had a lawyer. And some will say, no, I'm just waiting for my lawyer. Who exactly is entitled to claim?
an injured person can lodge a claim with the Road Accident Fund. In instances where... unfortunate instances where there's death due to the serious injuries that the person sustained in the accident, a dependent of the deceased person can lodge a claim. For example, one, they can lodge a claim for loss of support if they are legal dependents of the deceased, and they may also lodge a claim for funeral expenses if they are the ones that have incurred the funeral expenses. Close relatives can also claim if they had incurred such funeral expenses. In cases of minor children, that would be children less than the age of 18, a parent or a legal guardian may also lodge a claim with the Road Accident Fund. But the parents are also eligible to lodge claims on behalf of their foster children. Executors of the deceased estate may also lodge a claim with the Road Accident Fund. And lastly, in cases where you find that a person has got, they're not in a position to represent themselves due to mental illness or they're somehow mentally incapacitated, the court would appoint what we call a curator ad litem, and this person would be the one that would be allowed to lodge a claim and handle all the claim process on behalf of the injured person.
Very clear, I must say. And what can road accident victims claim for from the fund?
We've got various products that a road accident victim may claim for.
Mm-hmm.
There's injury benefits. Mm-hmm. And the death benefits. I'll start by explaining the injury benefits. Under the injury benefits, we've got general damages, which is actually the money for, they are claiming for the actual injuries that they suffered.
Mm-hmm.
If it's serious injury, they would need to subject themselves to a certified doctor who assesses a serious injury, and they can claim for that benefit. And then in addition to general damages, there's what we call loss of earnings, mm-hmm. whereby a person, if they are unable to continue working or they're no longer working for whatever reason or they've changed jobs, they may lodge for loss of earnings. And then we also have under injury benefits, we have what you call a medical expenses. So under medical expenses, we have future and past medical expenses. This covers all the expenses, medical expenses, from the time that the accident happened up to now or even for future, should the person require a medical treatment in future. And then under the death benefits, we've got funeral expenses, as I've already explained, where a person that has incurred funeral costs to bury the deceased person can claim for their funeral expenses. And then there was also loss of support claims,
mm-hmm.
Where the legal dependents of the deceased person made claim for loss of support. For if the person was looking after them while they were still alive, then they are eligible to lodge a claim for loss of support.
All right. Tell me, regarding the funeral claim, which services does the RAF pay for? I believe that the organization does not pay for the entire funeral service.
Yes, indeed, we do not pay for the entire funeral service. What we pay for is we only pay for the necessary actual costs to cremate the deceased person or to bury the deceased person. And those costs would include transportation of the deceased body, repatriation costs in cases where there's cross-border repatriations, provision of a coffin or a burial shroud, and preparation of the deceased body, including embalming, as I've already explained, in cases where we do cross-border repatriations, we are required by the law to do embalming on the body as well. And we also cover storage of the deceased body, arranging of the issuing of the death certificate, and the actual burial or cremation of the deceased body, and the lowering devices and applicable grave fees. What we do not cover is that we don't cover catering, we don't cover flowers, tombstones, groceries, family transport, funeral programs.
No, that makes sense. That makes sense. And apart from the compensation paid to the claimant, the RAF also assists claimants through an undertaking. What is an undertaking and what does it cover?
An undertaking basically is an agreement between the claimant and the RAF in terms of the which provides that for current and future medical needs that the claimant may have, which are related to the injuries that they sustained in the motor vehicle accident. For example, we do structural changes to claimant's homes, home modifications, assistive devices such as access ramps, wheelchairs, prosthetic legs. We also pay for caregivers, we pay for medication in cases where you find that the claimant needs continued medication now. They need to, for example, if a person has had a severe head injury and they happen to have epilepsy of the as a result of the accident, we will cover the epileptic medication. We cover your all the medication that the doctor prescribes that is that they need to take for those injuries, the RAF will cover such. And as I've already said, we cover all the assistive devices that are needed to assist the claimant to improve their functionality. And caregivers, in instances where a person now is no longer able to do things, daily activities by themselves, but rely on others for assistance, we do make provision for caregivers that would be appointed to assist the claimant.
Very clear, I must say. And I think before I let you go, Malebo, anything else you'd like to bring to our attention?
Yes. Often we get a lot of people saying we don't know how to get hold of you. We are available on various social media platforms. Claimants may follow us on Twitter, which is now called X, and we are visible also on Instagram, on Facebook. They may visit our website, which is www.raf.co.za. We are also reachable on our contact center, which is 087-820-1111. Our contact center is operational Mondays to Fridays, 4 to 8 until 16 hours. We've just recently also launched a WhatsApp number where they just WhatsApp us on 071-605-4707. And should the claimant require to visit us in person, we've got various offices around the country in places like Johannesburg, Durban, East London, Cape Town, Bloemfontein, Mafikeng, Polokwane, Kimberley, Nelspruit, etc.
Oh, thank you so, so much, Malebo. Really, really great having this chat with you. Have a great day further.
Thank you, ma'am. You have a great day further, too. And thank you to the listeners.
Hlala ulalele umngane wakho wemihla ngemihla. Thola i-app yethu ku-App Store noma ku-Play Store. Futhi ungavakashela uradiopulpit.co.za.